In West Virginia, more than 35% of children ages 10 to 17 are overweight or obese, according to an annual Robert Wood Johnson Foundation report released yesterday. The report outlines policy ideas for how to blunt the upward trend of obesity. One of them is helping kids to be more physically active. Carol Lofton reports on a new grassroots program that helps kids get more active through mountain biking.
Good time, ladies. Bring it in strong.
At Watersmith State Park in north central West Virginia, middle and high school mountain bikers are participating in their second race of the season.
Now of the River Composites team, and right behind her, maybe going for the pass, yep, Isabella White from the Highlands Composite team.
This is the new West Virginia chapter of the National Interscholastic Cycling Association League, or NICA, which was first started in California in 2001. The idea is to, quote, enable every West Virginia teen to strengthen body, mind, and character in the most equal and inclusive way through the lifelong sport of cycling.
NICA is a great program because they focus on values, strong mind, strong body, strong character, and they want to teach that to kids through mountain biking.
Cassie Smith is the league director and the force behind bringing the league to West Virginia. There are 9 active teams across the state with 128 registered riders and 98 coaches. The teams practiced a couple times a week and then came together for 3 races over the course of the fall, where kids raced as both individuals and teams. Smith says the idea is that mountain biking is hard, so finishing a ride or competing in a race helps to teach kids that doing hard things can be rewarding and worthwhile. Basically, building resilience through sports.
It goes over into everyday life things, you know. I mean, you learn how to deal with obstacles, and you learn things are hard, but you just keep trying until you accomplish it or get better at it.
Smith's 15-year-old son Levi has been racing since he could first balance on a bike and is one of the older kids in this year's league.
It's fun and just a lot of adrenaline.
For him, that was the big part, and helping him stay in shape. But the fact that it's both may be the big deal. Because mountain biking is fun, it's something that he could do to stay in shape his entire life. Jamie Bissell is Senior Program Officer for the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation.
So to the extent that we can get more kids and their families out walking and biking and doing activities that are fun and expending calories, that certainly matters as we think about, you know, what it takes to ensure that all kids can be at a healthy weight.
West Virginia has the second highest rate of childhood obesity in the nation. We know that obesity is basically the result of 2 things, too many calories and too little exercise. And numerous studies have shown that the habits you establish early, like as early as kindergarten, can have lifelong implications.
So if you have young people that have actually, you know, adopted and integrated physical activity and general healthy living into their lifestyles, then it's much more likely that you'll see, you know, healthy, physically well and physically active adults, you know, well into adulthood.
Jessica Harmening is the Morgantown team director and coach. We spoke during one of the last practices of the season. Kids were playing a game around us. They rode in circles and practiced balancing. When they lost their balance, they were out until the next round.
And this is a great activity because the other kids get to see what it looks like to have this level of agility on the bike, and then they want to do that too. So
the team practices motivate them to keep riding, she says, to try things they might not have, and to have a safe place to fail and succeed. As great as mountain biking is for physical fitness, the bikes themselves can be really expensive. A quick Google search showed me options ranging from around $100 up to $10,000. And in West Virginia, even $100 for a bike can be too much for some families. So, is this a sport that promotes exercise and builds resilience only in rich kids? Cassie Smith again.
So far, we've had a couple kids that have needed bikes, and we've just by asking friends and in the cycling community, it happens. The bikes are there.
She says there are scholarships available for the kids who need them, but no one has used them yet. She says she anticipates the league doubling in size by next year, and says for them, inclusivity means no child should be prevented from participating because of cost. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Carol Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting with support from Marshall Health, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.